it's only appropriate during Thanksgiving week to open up with a little thank you song. Thank you, folks, for listening. And
that's nice. You're very thoughtful.
I'm very giving when it comes to the in the spirit of the season. Rob Woodfork here with you with George Wallace, Megan Clougherty back again. And just before we get into this, let's say what we're thankful for.
George doesn't know what to say.
That was yesterday. Well, we can't talk about this football team.
And be thankful
right now.
I'm thankful the season only has 5 more weeks.
Is that what he's trying to say?
We haven't had a lot of injuries, so I don't really know.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to be positive here. Thankful.
Yeah, well, I'm thankful for a lot of things on the outside, but as far as being around this team, I don't know what to tell you right now.
Oh,
I mean,
somebody's in a good mood when it comes to the rest of
the team. Well, no, look, I'm just saying it's a shame because we haven't talked football at all, really. It's all the other nonsense that's going on.
Exactly.
That's
this. Let's not talk about the nonsense this week. Let's just talk about Redskins-Giants.
Well, you can't not with this team. But let's make a conscious effort. I'm with you. We'll start now.
All right. This is the battle of the last two NFC East champs. It's the Redskins. It's the Giants. Let's start with the keys on offense. And we will try and talk about RG3 without talking about the extra stuff.
Okay. Megan?
Offense? I was ready to talk about defense.
All right. Well,
I think this is going to be.
Let's go defense.
Let's go defense. Look, as you can tell, they're 3-8, so nothing goes according to plan. So go ahead and talk defense. Good idea.
The only thing I'm hoping is that we can get some turnovers. That's, I think, the key this time around. If we can get Eli to keep turning things over like he's been doing, then we might have a shot at staying even. I think it's going to be sloppy.
Oh, it's going to be sloppy.
Oh, yeah, it's
going to
be sloppy.
These are the two worst teams in the division, and that's where the irony lies in the fact that these are the last two division winners because they are right now jockeying to stay out of last place in the division. So,
and the Giants have played a lot better. I did lose last week, but the Giants have been playing a lot better, and Mike Shanahan basically was saying the line has been doing a good job on either side for them, and they're not turning the football over. But, I mean, isn't that funny how it works? If you don't turn the football over, you can be successful in the NFL. And that just goes to show you that the Redskins haven't been able to force many turnovers either on defense, and that's one of the big things we've seen. I know I've said it before, but big things you've seen from the difference between last year, especially the 7-year run where they were plus 12, I think it was, and this year. And they just haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Exactly. And really one of the keys in this one, in addition to the turnovers, you make a great point there, Eli Manning was 17 picks this season. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you
only had 5 in the first game.
Yeah.
Right?
And the bulk of those, he threw 15 of those in the first 6 weeks or something like that. So
might help the average.
But it's true, though. He hasn't been doing it. They've been playing better.
And it has coincided with the time they've been winning games. But one of the main keys is they are still looking for a standout at running back. Mm-hmm. They've started 6 different running backs this year.
Right. That's crazy. Six. Pass rush is not great.
You should even have 6 running backs on your roster at one time, let alone starting 6 different guys over the course of the season.
And expect to be winning games.
Right. So one of the keys for the Redskins is don't let Brandon Jacobs dip his toe into the fountain of youth. And
he's questionable.
He's questionable to play. And
Pierre-Paul is out, by the way, while we're talking injuries.
Okay.
Oh,
there's something. Hey, there's something.
There's a gleam, man.
There's a gleam.
There's a gleam.
Cue Marty.
Okay, so then you've got, so that's the defense, and actually that's a pretty good segue there. With Pierre-Paul out, that opens things up for the offense a little bit. Maybe RG3 has a little bit of time to pass.
Well, let's hope so. But the thing, the key is going to be, again, though, as we talk about the offensive line, and if the offensive line is able to protect him, he took a beating on Monday night.
Yeah, he did.
4 sacks, at least 8 knockdowns, I think it was.
Yeah.
So if they can do that and give him some time to throw, then you'll see a little bit of different. But again, if there's no threat of the pass and they stack the box and Morris can't get going and then Griffin's on his back all game, then you have the same recipe for disaster.
I think if the defense steps up and we have an O-line that can give him a little bit of time, a little bit more time, we have to see his confidence come up. And if those two things happen, I think we have a good shot at winning it. But I also see it kind of falling in on itself like it did the last, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
4 weeks?
Yes.
I'm going to use a Godfather reference only because, it's Thanksgiving. It's all about family. There's a correlation.
Somewhere.
I'm just bad at explaining.
You're allowed to use Godfather anytime, though. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to justify. You can use it. It's the Godfather.
I'm glad to get that permission from the Godfather himself.
No, I'm just saying. RG3
needs to leave the gun, take the cannoli. He needs to move on from all of this controversy. Am I right?
It's a pun and it's a quote.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Like that?
I do.
That's good.
Huh? I do.
All right. So he needs to move on from the controversy, get back to playing his game. And this is an opponent in which that should allow him to do that. Like you said, Pierre Paul is out. The defense on the back end for the Giants has been spotty all year,
correct,
if not outright awful. So if he can't get on track in this game,
I agree.
I don't have a lot of hope for him the rest of the season, even though they do have a couple of favorable matchups to close out the year.
It's just of what team is going to show up.
Right.
I know we weren't going to talk about but you have to mention it. You don't know what team is going to show up. I mean, is it the team that finished the game in the second half the other night and just completely wasn't even there? Or is it a team that's, man for man each day this week when asked about what the goals are and they all said win? Okay, well, it depends on the confidence level. It depends on what team's going to show up. If they're fighting for their own jobs, Mike Shanahan's coaching for his job.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's playing for their jobs, as Mike said this week, too. So if that's the case, then you could see an inspired performance. You could see the offense and Alfred Morris, Griffin, and these guys step up, sure. But if they're just playing and going through the motions, then it could get ugly.
I think beyond the win, how they play is sort of going to determine what we're talking about. Just as far as, are they really leaving all of the stuff that's been clouding the season for the last couple of weeks off the field? Or is it still, like you said, in their minds and their, who shows up? If they play well, even if they lose, I feel like they can then make the case, okay, yes, we've had all this drama, but we are really focused on the game.
And I think that's what's going to be the fate of Mike Shanahan is going to be decided. If this team shows up and fights the last 5 weeks, like these players say they are, it's easier said than done. So I think that's how you're going to see the fate decided, right? I mean, if this team fights or not.
I think that's a huge key because they've got 5 games remaining. Realistically, you're looking at 2-3, maybe 3-2 as a finish.
Mm.
If they do anything beyond that.
Where do you see 3 wins?
All right.
I'm sorry. All right. We'll go week by week.
We'll rattle off their remaining schedule. They're playing the Giants.
Yes.
Then it's, Kansas City after that?
The Chiefs. First place Chiefs.
Right. Then you have the,
At Atlanta. It's pretty bad.
At Atlanta, they are awful. They can't beat anything.
Right.
They have, the Cowboys and then the Giants to close out.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody there scare you?
Yeah. Chiefs?
They don't scare me, but I don't think they'll win that game, just for the record. But, I mean,
scare me?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, you should take 1 out of 2 against the Giants.
You should.
Maybe Dallas. You're not beating the Chiefs. There's no no way that's happening.
This is a confidence question.
And the Falcons are pretty bad. So
I think you can steal 1 in Atlanta, but after that, I honestly don't know. If things don't go well this Sunday night, I honestly don't know. That last game in New York, Giants could be playing for something, Cowboys are playing for something, and then, the Redskins use the whole, I hate to use the word spoiler, but then they'll show up and play. But, who knows? I have no idea. You have no idea how to predict what's going to happen with this team.
So let's make our predictions.
This team has potential to come out and play really well. If the offense is clicking, then it's a heck of an offense.
Right.
I said it last week, it's a championship caliber running game. But on the other hand.
And here's the problem. It works when it's predicated on running Alfred Morris.
Yes.
And this is the matchup in which they need to do that.
Yes.
Morris had 224 yards in the 2 games combined against him last year. They need to run him this week in order to have a chance to keep Eli and company off the field and, more importantly, keeping the Redskins defense off the field.
Correct. I agree with that.
All right. So let's get to those predictions. Let's start with Megan.
I wrote mine down this time.
I know.
I came prepared.
That's why I wanted to start with you.
I'm going 23-17 and I'm going to pick the Redskins because I feel like it's going to be sloppy. It's going to be close. And if they come with confidence, then we might have a shot at their, winning a couple more. Maybe.
Maybe.
George just gave me
I like that. I like that. That's not bad. I like that.
This is a winnable game for them.
Yes.
It's hard for me to predict for them to win because it tends to end badly when I do.
But
because I am who I am, I'm going to say it's the exact same score as when they played in primetime last year at FedEx Field, 17-16 Redskins.
Ooh, I remember that was Monday night game.
That's right.
During the 7-game win streak, yes.
There will be no such streak this year. But.
No, I agree with both of you as far as being a winnable game. And if they decide to show up and play football, then that's very positive. But I just don't know if they're going to be able to put all that out of their hand. I'm going Giants 24, Redskins 16.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. You don't
want to be alone on this, do you? You don't want to be alone on this?
I'm okay.
I don't think
it.
He's
you're,
alone.
You're okay with that?
Maybe
walk
in the room, but
Jasmine,
not
who do you think wins the game?
I walk the streets.
Redskins!
All right. My 7-year-old daughter, Jasmine, thinks the Redskins win. So, George, you really are on your own.
Thank you,
You really
Jasmine.
Are on your own. All right. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap every Tuesday on WTOP.com. Coming up this week, week 13. Right? Week 13?
Yes. Lucky
13.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Lucky 13.
Night.
Special Thanksgiving edition.
Nice.
What we're thankful for from the NFL season.
Maybe you'll
far.
Get a better answer than what I gave you at the start of the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't see how there could be a worse one.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, I can leave a little space for you to,
I'm thankful for a lot. I understand that.
All right,
thankful for America.
Oh, well, there you go. My very patriotic daughter. All right, we'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.